This is Mercedes Warwick with day 3 of 36 channels and 36 days, journeys into the I Am Mind. I don't have a lot of preamble this morning. I listened to day 2 several times over the course of the day yesterday. It was an interesting slight, in my work we call it visionscaping. It was if you closed your eyes and just imagined this sort of 5-degree shift that we took, very small shift from going into spiritual circulation, going into the infinite circulation through the breath, through that exhalation. And I actually did the homework. I took some time to breathe through the R's and to seed the infinite, because that's really what was happening. We got a way to seed the infinite with our desires, and I thought that was pretty cool. The other thing that happened yesterday, which I just love, because I've been doing this for a few years now, and I mean, I've downloaded whole books at a time where I've had to get up and maybe type for 10 days or something like that. So I was really happy about the smallest spiritual denominator, that idea. It's not new. I've got a whole program I do through the art called The Sacred Seed. But the idea that we're going to get smaller portions throughout the course of this 36 days was delightful for me. So let's just get quiet and maybe take a few exhalations and see what Spirit has for us today. Thank you for being here. Namaste. Nona yeke na yeskona ani yeke na na nonu yoko yeke na uye na na ni yeke na nonu yoko okona. Welcome. This journey that we are on today is maybe a little bit more, we sense that the vessel, our love Mercedes, is a little tired this morning. Anono ieshke na nono yoko ieke na. To be in this space is both a physical exercise as well as a mental, emotional, and spiritual one. Maybe that's what we will talk about this morning. As you go through your changes of frequency, your body, mind, and spirit is transforming. Sometimes there is some discomfort in the foods that you eat. You may find yourself wanting different foods. Because your body is assimilating not only the nourishment that you're intaking, but it is also assimilating the environment around you and the emotional states in a different way. So it is important, Yeshkena Nanayoko, that your sensitivity to where you are at, Niyeshkena, on all levels, comes into your awareness. Ieko Niyekena, Anani Yekena Nonyoko Iekena. Anuni Yena Niyoko Iekena, Niyeke Niyoko Na. There are no set patterns for humanity in this area. there may be some general trends. Iokona ieshki iokona. There may be some lightness or in your head. There may be some lightness in your head. Or you may call it fogginess, sort of a way you're not connecting the dots sometimes, and it may be, you may feel like you have a lack of concentration. Onana ioshkona ienana niyekena, or you may begin to eat more because your energy systems are requiring more fuel to burn. Ioshkona na ani ieshki ekena na nani yoko. Spiritually, it is interesting because there is a change in the chemistry in your brain, Ananioko, as you begin to open the spiritual centers within you. Ananieke Nananioko Okona Ieshki Iena. Niena Nanioko Okona Ieshki Iena. So as you come into your breath in a spiritual way, being very consciously aware of, entering the God state, ieshki okona aniena, that's a bit of a misnomer, because you are the God state. How can we put this? Ieshki ena. It's one of those languages of duality and separation. Iakena nonoyoko, that can be frustrating at times as you move through the changes of your dialect, even. Iashkena nonoyoko. So, for now, we would say that you are God state, Iashkena, and that you're shifting to different perspectives within this arena or within the state, a state of being, Iashkona niena. As you shift to frequencies of, we talked about ramping up the love yesterday, the love filter, ramping up the love, yesh kona ieke, anana nieke nando niyoko. Nieke, when you get to a point where you can feel the definite shift, you're consciously applying the slathering of love we talked about yesterday, up ramping. Love, Ieshkona, as an example. Ieshkona nieke, this is like maintaining a place and locking it in. Ieshkona, and there are shifts in your perspective, yes, but there's also shifts in your physical alignment with your vessel, Ienona yoko, your physical body. So, Ienana nioko, several things can occur. You may be more tired, you may be more energized, you may need to sleep more, ieshkona iekena. And so just be aware of the subtle shifts in your habits, iokona iekena. The other thing is that anoni ieshkena, you can become sort of disoriented in nioko iena, and we would say that you would require, you will hear this as you come into spiritual circles, that you require grounding. Onone ieshkena iekena. And this, simply put, ieshkena na nioko, is like you're walking 6 inches off the ground or a foot off the ground. Onone, and there's a different perspective, ieshkena na nioko. However, the daily living in your third dimensional world must still occur. Onone ieshkena. But things that were meaningful to you prior to coming into this breath work or this expansion of your gateway into the infinite, ononieke, an awareness of your gateway into the infinite, ieshkona, and conscious application of seeding the infinite, iokona niekena. What can occur is ieshkona, sort of a lack of perspective about what happens in your daily world. Ieke na 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 nioko ieke. And this could be the most disconcerting. because attitudes will change and you will want to hug a tree, or you will see the sky may become bluer, or the things will affect your heart, you will have wishings and yearnings for peace, and maybe even peace within the world, and kindness towards man, animal, and yourself. You may feel yourself yearning for quiet. See, there's peace and quiet. Yes? And you may find yourself yearning for some quiet, so that you can go into this into the fortitude. So in the past, we have identified that we have not really talked about these things. There is really no set prescription. There is not a pill we can say for you to take. We can say, do things that will keep you in awareness of your physical body. Exercise. Often people want to eat more, and there is some weight gain, which can sometimes be, if you wanted to call it, a symptom that you know that you have changed your spiritual chemistry in some way. The way that the body is stimulated by, a catalyst and then its effect. There are things like, tapping the bottoms of your feet. Walking and feeling the earth underneath your feet. Really removing your shoes, getting as close as possible. In her daily life, Mercedes is mostly barefoot. And we are constantly admonishing her because she is not getting into nature as much as we would like. You may have a heightened sense of how everything is connected. So that when we do something like the subtle nuance would be maybe recycling your garbage, so that things can be reused and recycled, so that the resources of Earth are nurtured and cared for and respected and used to the maximum, so you may have a heightened sensitivity to things that would be considered, and we would say some of this is within your own personal belief system, that you would judge something to be good or bad for the earth, or good or bad for humanity. And this is when we say to you, it is time to have an awareness of what I am for I am. So you can beam into the world the actual frequency instead of the judgmental tone. We talked about that. So that you beam into the world peace as opposed to being for peace, which actually activates the anti-peace as well. Let's see, what else can we say? We are so pleased with this idea, of introducing infinite circulation to you, Ieshkona Niekena. And as you get into the aspect of God, or into the state of God, the state of Source, Ieshkena, let us rephrase that. As you get into the state of God, Ananyoko, and you activate your relationship with Source, Iekena, Ananyoko, you will come to understand that there is just this vast array of, maybe we would say opportunity, but this vast, here's how we would say it. There is a vast array of outcomes for you to tap into. Ieshkona ieke nananiyoko. So the other thing we would say is that there is a bit of a misnomer that there has to be some purging and cleansing and detoxing and bad things might happen before the good can come. Onono ieshke nananiyoko. We would like you to think of some of this as being stair steps. Ieshkena nananiyoko, because as you are expanding your capacity to receive through the vertical channel, Ieshkona, a whole nother lesson. But as you are expanding your ability to receive, Ieshkona, anani Ieshke, and understanding that there is virtually limitless possibilities, Iokona na Iekena, some of the things that may require adjustment or ananayoko, you may be thinking, why did this show up? Or, this was not what I wanted at all. Ioshkona iekena. And as we cautioned yesterday about spiritualizing or over-spiritualizing, ieshkena ananayoko, there is a place of being in acceptance so that the circulation continues, so that you can look at what has arrived almost like you are looking at it from the outside looking in. And then exhaling, iokona niekena. And while it may be hard to accept, that is sort of a word right now, that is sort of inadequate for what we want to say. But for right now, you may say, okay, it's here. Maybe that's how we would put it. Okay, it's here. So that there's no emotion one way or the other. You just acknowledge, there we go. We just acknowledge the arrival of this event or person or thing. And an Ieshke Nananiyoko. And then Mercedes says, what are you here to teach me? In the energetic form, not necessarily to the person's face or to the event's face, but just in the quietude, almost like telepathy, saying, okay, why are you here? And allowing the vibration of that that arrival or that occurrence give you the answers to why it may possibly have arrived. Ioshkona ieke nananiyoko. This is why Nieke, as you are setting up your appointment with Source, Ieshkena, and you set up a time, for now, it will come to the point where you will not need the set time. That was the other thing we wanted to make sure was clear. But for now, in your learning and development, as you sit quietly at the appointed time that you've agreed to sort of commune with your Source, and commune with the grand communicators that are available to you, then you will be able to sort of discern things, Niokona, and not assign any emotion to it. Just observe it, and then say, okay, and then exhale back into the infinite, and continue the circulatory flow, Ioshkona Iekena. Where blocks occur, Iekena, or what you would say blocks, but stagnation, no movement, Iekena, or backwards movement, or Nieshkena, Nyoko, polarity. So know that there, if there is good, there is bad, Ieshke. So things that you would judge or deem to be not serving you well, or something that you would want to have show up. Ieshkena, Nyoko, Niena. The moment is teaching you something or bringing you something. Ieshkena nananiyoko okona. in our system of evolution, Iekena no Niyoko, as you evolve into this space and expand the state of God that is available to you, Iekena, it's almost like expanding your geographic fences, you know, Iekena. You might have your house or this place that you're living in, and now you're going to expand to the neighborhood and to the county, and then to the state, and then to the Nuniyoshiko country. You're just sort of expanding the geographic availability to you. Nuniyoshiko na Iekena. Know that Nuniyoshiki Yokona, that things will come in vibratory shifts, either in big leaps or bounds. You would even say maybe, wow, that's a miracle. You know, Iekena, Iekena. And then sometimes things are not moving fast enough for your human desire, Iekena no Iekena. So that is why, Iekena, we talk about the law of polarity for now, but there are also other laws that once you understand them, Iekena, Iekena, Nanayoko, you will be able to have a further ability to detach Iekena and become Nanayoko, more observant, Iekena, Iekena, and then more in your force, in your personal force field, or in your personal, you may say empowered or empowered, but you have an inner powering of understanding, that things are always in vibration, as an example. So even though you cannot see something moving, the great expanse of the infinite is moving on your behalf. Ooh, I like that. Let's say that again. Let's imagine bringing into your mind's eye this vast expanse that you cannot see any boundaries. You cannot see its beginning or its end. You cannot see its top or its bottom. Ononiyeshkena. This vast expanse of the infinite is vibrating Iekena na Iekena, just for you, just for your good. Iekena, Iekena, always moving. Iekena na Nanayoko, dynamic. Iekena na Nanayoko, Iekena, Iekena. So the vast expanse of the universe, the vast expanse of the infinite, is always moving on my behalf. Ooh, I like that. The vast expanse of the universe is always moving on my behalf. Iekena is always moving for my good. Iekena is always moving for my excellence. Iekena is always moving for my success. Iekena. The vast expanse of the infinite is always moving for my prosperity, Iekena. The vast expanse of the universe is always moving for my excellent health, Iekena. The vast expanse of the universe is always moving for my wealth in all areas of my life, Iekena na Iekena. The vast expanse of the universe is always moving, is a dynamic force, always moving, for my abundance, Iekena na Iekena. The vast expanse of the universe is always moving for my true love, Iekena na Iekena. The vast expanse of the universe is always moving, Anana na Iekena, on my behalf, Iekena na Iekena. Anana na Iekena na Iekena. We should exhale now. Bring up something in your mind's eye. Long inhalation. Now exhale twice as long as your exhalation just for now. So it would be one count in and then hold it at the top and exhaling into the infinite, just imagine that you're planting a seed directly into the darkness of the infinite. There's light there, but for now, let's like almost like we're planting a seed directly into Mother Earth, into the womb, into the feminine creation. Ooh, we could really begin to have fun, like Yinono Nieshkena, the creative source. The breathing in, and then exhaling and exhaling and the vast expanse of the infinite is always moving on my behalf to bring this positive manifestation of my desire into my life now. So because all things are connected, body, mind, spirit, God state, you must realize that we recognize the vessel that is your physical body, Ononiekena, as an instrument of manifestation. So let's think about this. If your body is in discomfort, say you have a stomach ache and you're eating certain foods and you know that those foods are going to cause you lactose intolerance, as an example. But you love ice cream, or you love cheese, you love your milk. And so you have this discomfort in your physical body. That becomes your point of attentiveness. So it becomes more difficult for you to sit in the quietude and plant your spiritual or your most sacred spiritual denominators, your sacred seeds, into the divine infinite. We speak to Mercedes about this all of the time because she enjoys being in the energetic realm. And sometimes that is at the detriment to her taking care of her physical body. When you are in the energetic realm, there is no, our language this morning and the translation is very interesting. We would say there is no need for the physical body, but obviously there is because you live in this world. But you have a sensation of being separate, perhaps, from your physical body. And you may even have experiences of understanding the soul and the spirit and the physical body and the inner workings and what each is responsible for. Another lesson for another day. So I think so we think that the lessons for today is really just simply coming into an awareness of the shifts and changes. So as you become more sensitive and aware, and as you consciously begin to plant your sacred seeds through these methods of Ononoyeshke, divine manifestation, or moving more into the energetic fields, know that there will be a Nononiyoko shifts to your physical environment. Some will be discomfortable. Ananioko. Some will be uncomfortable. Ieshkioko na. As some may be more pleasant. Ieshke na nananioko. Some will be a sensation of either density, feeling heavier or lighter. Ieshke na nananioko. Some will be a shift in your taste buds, your nutrition, and your habits. Yokona iena. Some will be a shift in niekena, your vibratory field, so that places, people, and things that used to be of your common daily use may shift or change or disappear. Anana niyoshkona iekena. The other thing we might say to you is that the shift in your mental environment may change ieke na nanonioko, and nieke na, and your way of thinking may shift as well. It no nieke, how do you stay in the state of God or expand the state of God and stay in the same state of mind? It is a virtual impossibility. Onono ieke na. Niyoko ieke na nani ieshkuya ke na aana nieke na. There may be a shedding of sorts, ieke na nana yoko, and we would say, be the observer, onono nieke, as much as humanly possible, ieke na nani yoko. Assign, do not assign, ieshke na emotion to what is before you, ieke na nani yoko. When something that is less than desired happens or comes to you, onono ieke, continue to breathe into the infinite, onono ieke, through the exhalation, and know that there is a vibratory sequence happening that may be so subtle that you cannot see it or perceive it in any way. Anana no yoko ieke na, anana ni yeshiki yoko na. However, continue to breathe into the infinite, anono nieko, and know that the infinite is working on your highest behalf, onono nieke, for your greatest good, ie na 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 yoko. Anani ieshke na na nioko ie na. Rest your body, onono nieshke na, invigorate your body, yoko ieke na, take care of your body, ieshke na 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 yoko ieke na. Understand that there may be shifts in your nieko sleep patterns, onono nieke, where there will be times when you require less sleep, iekona, and or more sleep, ieshkena. So being sensitive and aware of this, ieshki iekona, and not, what is the phrase, but not thinking negatively of yourself, iekona bi iekona, because you are requiring more sleep at times, iekona. Ononi ieshke na anieke na nonioko okona, and say goodbye to some of your favorite foods, ieke na, because as your body shifts, the makeup of what is desired for good energy, ieke na nonioko, may shift. And this is an individual event from person to person. Onono nieke na nieke na, and then we would say ground yourself, ananieko, but really it is just making sure that you have an energetic attachment to your daily work, your daily living. Ioko na na ieshke na, and if you find yourself sort of daydreaming, we might call it, or onono nieke na, in a state of wishing to be flying is the way Mercedes puts it, but this energetic space will feel it's almost like the sweetness of being in the state of elation or joy or peace, and your Ionononi Ishke, your desire to be there, overcomes you. Iokona Ieke, it can actually become a negative or judged to be a negative place. Iokona Ieke, if you start longing and yearning to be there always, as opposed to being in your life and living. Ononoriyeshke, sometimes this is adjustments that are that become available for you to make. Iekona iekena iena naniyoko, it is and can be part of the cycle. So we are stating this so that you have an awareness. This idea of accessing or becoming in collaboration with the infinite circulation of source and being in the manifestation sequence with source, Iekona, and having a relationship where you have confidence that that which you desire is manifested, Anoniyeke Nananiyoko, through source, Iekona. We would also say that understanding that in the uniqueness and in your individuality, that you are source. This application of breathing into source, Onononiyeke, it's like you're breathing into yourself. You're seeding into yourself because there's only one. And that you are source. And the things that show up are source. And the people around you are source. And your car is the source. And your animals or your pets, your family are source. And Ononoyeke, everything is source. And Yoshiki Okona, and as you come into a greater understanding of source, of God, Ananiyoko, of the infinite and of the all, Yeshkena Ananiyoko, then that is when you get your eyes become that of a child again and you see things with new wonder. Ononona Yekena Iokona. You can interchange, as we say, the state of God, Ononaieke, and the state of source, Iokonaniekena. We enjoy the state of God because it is easier for us to talk about the state of God as it is an emotional state, Iekena Naniyoko. The state of source is like being in a state of manifestation, Anonoyoko Okona Iekena. But it is really just an interplay of words, Iokona Naniyekena. That is why we say we are the eternal infinite. We don't say we are the eternal infinite God or the eternal, sometimes we will say we are the eternal infinite source. But we are looking at it from the standpoint of being available to you in a way that is almost like a... Well, there are two ways that we would try to illustrate this in your imagination. So the first way is that you have no knowledge of something that you wish to bring forward. You could look at us like there is a grand council waiting for you, and there is this round table, and there may be 9 or so chairs at the round table. And so you may say, but I don't know how to paint, as an example. And so then the artists would come forward, or the technicians would come forward, or the educators would come forward and sit at that table and talk with you about how to paint. So that is one way of looking. That's why we say that when you breathe into the infinite, you're breathing into the unknown to you. But as you inhale, the known is coming out of this vast expanse, this vastness, this infinite vastness of the collective consciousness. And so there is always the answer through source. And sometimes it is just the matter of connecting to the right frequency. And if it's not showing up, where is your heart? How are you placing this in your heart or through your heart? Maybe one way of looking at it or one way of making a slight adjustment one way or the other. Now, the second way of looking at this is that there is just this vast expanse of energy, almost like waves and waves, like you were looking at the ocean and you could not see the other end of the ocean. Like you're standing on a shore and you can see all of these waves coming in, and these are waves of energy. But when you look out, you can't see the other end. You don't know, you can't see the other shore. So does that mean that the other shore doesn't exist? We don't know. The other shore, is the ocean contained in some way? Well, maybe in the physical earth, it would be considered to be contained. But for the purposes of this imagination, just imagine that the ocean has no containment. And it's just waves and waves and waves of energy. So the idea is to connect with the frequency or the wave of energy that is in alignment or in partnership or in collaboration or in sync or is the exact frequency of that which you're seeding into the infinite. And in some cases, it is a matter of the word seems to be manipulation. And Onoyeshke, we have done things about, we have spoken of the word manipulation, but it is a manipulation, a deliberate act, a deliberate seeding, a deliberate application, a deliberate use of understanding the principle and the law, and then putting it into this wave of energy, and it having the expectation and in anticipation that the entrainment is an exact match, and it magnetizes that which you want to have present in your current circumstance. That is why the slathering and lathering and the thick application, the rich and abundant application of love, you can never go wrong, because if you have your, not that there is a right or wrong, we know this, see? The translation, here we go. But the lathering and slathering and the rich application of love, like you have just like you are the abundant ocean of energy, and as you send and send your sacred seed into the vast infinite source, done through love, Iekona Nieke always transforms it into the best and highest Ananioko application of energy that will come back in the wave to you. You put out that which you desire. So always, include, it's almost like your seed. You know, if you think about a seed, there's usually a hard casing inside some softness. Your desire is the softness, and the encasement is love. So we think that is enough for this day. We wanted you to have some sensitivity, because to the changes in body, mind, and spirit, when you come into an application of lifestyle or an application of spiritual style, that is love, Iokona Nayeke, Ananonioko Ieke, ramped up, you're ramping up the filter, Iokona Ieke, so you can see things, experience things, and know things in totally different and new ways to you, Ononieshkona. And as you expand the geography of God, as you expand your God state. It does not mean an expansion of your waistline too. So therefore, if you come into an awareness of how you're eating and what you're eating and the energy that you need in order to be in this state of godliness, holiness, that you will understand that your physical body is of utmost importance, and that as you go through the changes of your physical body or understanding the energetic changes, which may show up in ways of having more energy or less energy, needing more rest or not needing so much rest, eating different foods, taking time to consciously come into the quietude that allows you to recharge your body. Meditation also recharges you. Actually pulls you into the plugs you into the cosmic battery so that you get recharged. And then understanding that through vibration, the absolute and best, the highest good, that the infinite is vibrating on your highest good for your highest behalf. So let's just take a long inhalation. And a very long exhalation. Coming into the vibratory frequency of love. Radiating it through your body, your mind, your spirit, and your soul on all levels of your existence across all space and time. Putting this vibration of love out into the world. Now breathing in and pulling it back in through your brain, your eyes, your throat, your heart, your upper belly and lower belly, into your legs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Vibrating love. Through your hands and your fingers and your fingertips and toes, your entire body. Feeling yourself anchoring down deep into the earth, this love, the root of love. Anchoring to the center of the earth. Feeling the nurturing environment of the darkness of Mother Earth, another place we plant our seeds for actualization and abundance. Moving, keeping yourself anchored to the core, but moving this energy now up, this love energy up, into your legs. And just imagining that your pelvic area is a bowl and it is filling up with love. Holding it there so that you can draw on this reservoir, these reserves of love at any moment, at any time. You know that you're filled up with love. Bringing it up now to your heart. And with every breath that you take, knowing that you are love. And just taking a moment to say I love you to yourself. Giving yourself your consciously applying a thick layering, a slathering of love into your ego, your inner child. Telling yourself, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Saying your name. So in my case, it would be, I love you, Mercedes. I love you, Mercedes. I love you, Mercedes. Now, as you open your eyes, imagining that this frequency of love is just beaming out of your heart and out of your eyes, and it's just circulating around your whole body. And as you take your steps today, you are radiating the pure essence of God. You are filled up with the state of love. The frequency of love, and the state of your very being, the very God self, your very essence, your very existence, is love. Just breathing that in, inhaling through the nose, and exhaling through the nose, just anchoring it in. Anchoring it into every cell of your body, every thought of your psyche, every action. Namaste. Enjoy your day. We love you, we love you, we love you. And we bid you adieu.